Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
Grace has kept me far from your web.
This is Layla McCalla, the New Orleans-based Haitian-American cellist and folk musician. McCalla was a member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, which celebrated American roots music. In her new solo album, A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey, she explores issues of social justice, Pan-African consciousness, and digs deep into her Haitian roots. This is her song, Far From Your Web.
Though my soul is free, your spirit haunts me.
And Layla McCalla will be performing tonight at the Rockwell in Davis Square, and she joins us right now in our studio to talk and to play live with her trio. And Layla McCalla, great to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
I love what we're listening to. I'm going to just let it play in the background a little bit. Can you just talk a little bit about what we're hearing?
It's a song that I wrote called Far From Your Web, and it's featuring an incredible clarinetist and saxophonist named Aurora Nealon. It's a song, you know, the album, a lot of the songs on the album revolve around this topic of being in situations that we feel stuck in. And so that song, Far From Your Web, is about all the relationships that I felt stuck in.
Interesting.
I think the songs are kind of a combination of my personal experience and societal experience.
I want to ask you about the name of your new album, A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey. The title comes from a Haitian proverb and also a book title. Tell us what this title means to you.
Well, I think that that title is something that really grabbed my ear. It's something that made me want to pick up the book. And the book is by a writer named Gage Avril, and it talks about the intersection of power and politics and music. And I sort of zoomed out from that specific experience of reading about those songs and history in Haiti, and trying to connect Haitian history and Louisiana history, because I had read so much about that since moving to New Orleans in 2010, and then on the grander scale, trying to understand the entire dynamic between the United States and Haiti in general. And so there's a lot of cultural connection and a lot of historical connection and a lot of musical connection. But I think I also felt like, you know, it can feel like we're living in a man-eat-man world. Mm-hmm. And everything that I had read about that history and that culture, it felt like that, of course, that proverb embodies a lot of that.
So a day for the hunter, a day for the prey, is it sort of like a day for the colonizer and a day for the colonized?
Yeah, you can read it that way.
Yeah.
Or you can read it as like, you know, every dog has its day. I felt like there were all these layers of meaning. And I tried to uncover that through some of these songs.
Well, you're here with your trio. I'd love to hear the title track, A Day for the Hunter and A Day for the Prey. It's a beautiful song, and I'm really looking forward to hearing it live right
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks. So we're going to hear Layla McCalla with her title track, A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey.
Take me away, I want you. for the hunter, day for the prey. Day for the hunter, day for the prey. Day for the hunter, day for the prey. Day for the hunter.
Layla McCalla live in our studio with the title track of her new album, A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey, with her Daniel Tremblay on banjo and Free Farrell on viola. The trio will be performing tonight at the Rockwell in Davis Square. And all three of you, thank you so much. Layla, that was just beautiful.
Thank you.
Just lovely. I love that song. I'd love to ask you a little bit about your background. Born in New York City to Haitian immigrants, raised in New Jersey. You now live in New Orleans. You're equally at ease in English, French, Haitian, Creole. Can you talk about how your song sort of and your kind of musical journey bring all of those kind of cultural elements together?
Yeah, well, moving to New Orleans, I think, has really pushed me further into my Haitian roots, into understanding what Haiti is, what it means, and really how it's affected, you know, U.S. foreign policy and politics. And I think that that influence is grossly underestimated. And so I guess I really feel drawn to understanding the narratives, especially in the folk songs from Haiti and from the United States and from Louisiana, and feeling that I'm sort of a part of each one of those things, is a part of me somehow.
Sure.
And
did that mean that growing up as a young person in the United States, did you feel a little bit out of place because of all of these different components that sort of formed who you are?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think I still feel a little out of place. I'm still growing up, too.
I think that's a characteristic of most interesting people. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. I think it's definitely also about understanding identity and how we relate to it.
Yeah. You know, I can't help bringing up just this horrendous tragedy, and Haiti seems to have so many more of its share. Hurricane Matthew, devastating part of that nation this week. More than 400 people killed. How are you sort of relating to that experience right now?
I think the thing that I'm, obviously it's really a tragic situation. And the thing that really saddens me is the, you know, that our planet is changing, climate change is underway, and we don't have the infrastructure, I think, particularly in Haiti, to handle that. Mm-hmm. And so these things will keep on happening, and what I would like to see is, you know, some sustainable economic decisions made that would improve infrastructure and create some stability for Haitian people. And I think that what has happened very often is the opposite. A lot of aid, a lot of help not getting to the people that really need it. And so, you know, there's sort of two layers of sadness that I feel of what is actually happening and what is to come. And that's what I worry about.
Well, let's hope for better times ahead. We've been talking to Layla McCalla. She's a New Orleans-based cellist, folk musician. Her new album is A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey, and her trio will be performing tonight at the Rockwell in Davis Square. And Layla, I'd love it if you could play us out with some music. What are you going to do for us?
Absolutely. We're going to do a song for you by a songwriter named Ella Jenkins. This one's called Little Sparrow.
All right. And before you begin, let me just say that Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. And we'll let Layla McCalla close out our week. Her new album is A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey. Her trio will be performing tonight at the Rockwell in Davis Square. I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend and join us again Monday for more Radio Boston. Thank you.
up, wake up, little sparrow, don't make your home out in the snow. Don't make your home out in the snow. Little bird, oh, don't you know, your friends flew south many months ago. Your friends flew south. Just a baby, you cannot fly, your wings won't spread against the sky. Your wings won't spread against the sky. Wake up, wake up, little sparrow. Don't make your home out in the snow. Don't make your home out in the snow.